Good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program. Our show brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. Also streaming live on newstalk1330.com. I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington. And our guest this morning, this week, we learned that he is planning to retire from a pretty important position here in Carroll County, General Solicitor of Carroll County. We found that out earlier this week, and he confirmed it for us on Wednesday. Doug Vassy is our guest, and we appreciate you coming out this morning.
Good morning.
And I've enjoyed talking to you just on the phone the other day and, you know, and behind the scenes, behind this program, and, you know, talking a lot about your family, your brother, and your father. And I was like, you know, I hope that you'll talk a little bit about yourself here on the show. But I'd love to talk about your brother and your father as well. And, you know, that your father's involvement with local radio, too, was really interesting. Well, tell us about, start us out when Doug Vassy, you know, what's in the environment and the atmosphere around you that makes you want to get into law, to be an attorney?
Well, to be honest with you, I was in the Marine Corps back in the late 60s and was fixing to get off active duty, and I, for some reason or another, decided to take the LSAT, which is to go to law school, and I thought I would enjoy being in the legal profession. I actually wanted to be an international lawyer. Dean Rusk was somebody that I knew about, and he was an international lawyer. And so I took the LSAT and got off active duty in the Marine Corps and went to University of Georgia Law School in the early 70s. I graduated in 1975, and I came back to Carrollton and went to work with a man by the name of Aubrey Gilbert, who was a lawyer here in town and who I knew from my childhood growing up. And he's the person that actually pointed me toward the Marine Corps and was instrumental in seeing that I went in the Marine Corps and a good friend. So he hired me out of law school, and I worked for him. He died 3 years after I graduated from law school of a heart attack at age 50. And so there I was by myself down on Tanner Street and wondering what I was going to do. And I just practiced by myself for a while. Eventually, David Mecklen, who's a lawyer here in town, and Chris Piles, who's a lawyer here in town, we got together and formed a law firm and did that for quite some time and stayed in private practice and went to the Tysinger firm. At that time, it was Tysinger, Vance, and Greer, and I worked with them for 18 years, mostly in Columbus, Georgia. We opened an office down there, did insurance defense litigation for 18 years, and drove back and forth, still lived here in Carrollton. Mm-hmm. And then I got to be about 63, I think I was, and I had an opportunity to run for Solicitor General.
That'd be 2008, right?
In 2008, and took the opportunity. I'm not sure my wife wanted me to do it. She didn't want to do the campaigning, but she said okay, and I was lucky enough to win. And so for the past 10 years, I've been the Solicitor General for the State Court of Carroll County, prosecuting misdemeanor crimes, DUIs, theft, domestic violence, that kind of thing.
Let's talk about your decision then to step down after 10 years. 74 years old now? 73?
I'm 74.
74 years old. Is that part of the decision in stepping down?
Some extent.
You're still a spry kid here, Doug.
Right. Well, you know, it's hard to practice law part-time, and I just decided that I needed to spend more time with my family, my kids, my grandkids. And at this age, you don't know how much longer you're going to be able to do that and travel. And I just decided it was a good time.
Well, I will say that yesterday I talked to Chief Joel Richards. He had called me because he had heard that you were stepping down. He was surprised, and he spoke fondly of you. I mean, definitely has a lot of respect for you, so he was sad to hear that.
It's mutual, I can assure you. Joel Richards is a fine law enforcement officer and does a terrific job for the city of Carrollton.
The process for retirement, did you have to put out a nice little letter?
Well, I sent a letter to the governor. In this position, the Solicitor General, I sent the governor a letter telling him I was going to resign effective May the 1st. And ask him to appoint my chief assistant, Becky Jackson, as to fill the unexpired term she would have, if she gets appointed, she would have to run again in 2020. So I'm hoping he'll do that so that it'll be a seamless transition, because she's a very good lawyer, a good trial lawyer, and she knows all the ins and outs of the solicitor's office and how it works. And so I think she'd be an excellent choice, and I'm hoping the governor will do that.
Was that race challenged in 2008, your initial race?
I'm sorry?
When you initially qualified to run for this position in 2008, was that a challenged race?
It was. There were three of us, myself, Dave Head, and Michael Flynn.
Okay, actually, I do remember that.
In fact, we came out here.
Right. I just started, maybe like 2 weeks before that.
Right.
And Eric, you guys spoke with Eric Jens. So, I do remember that. It's, who did you replace in 2008?
Jimmy Tuggle. Okay. Jimmy had the job for a number of years. He actually was a part-time job when he started, then it became a full-time job as the court grew. And Jimmy retired in 2008, and so he was he's younger than I am, but he was the Solicitor General for the state court before I was.
When people think about wanting, consider running for this job in 2 years, when it is up for election, what kind of qualities? I mean, not that you would suggest anybody in particular would be good for that, but what kind of qualities do you need for that? I mean, is this? I'm guessing for any job like that, you need to keep up on the laws. You need to be studying a lot, right?
Legal acumen is a big part of it. You've got to know what you're doing, and you do have to keep up with the law. That's a big part of it. But I would suggest to you that even a bigger part is a personality issue. Be able to get along with lawyers, with judges, with people involved in the law enforcement community. But more importantly, to get along with and deal with witnesses, defendants, victims. It's difficult. People don't realize how difficult it is for somebody to go into the criminal justice system and have never been there before. It can be confusing. It can be trying for those individuals, and you've got to have the ability to sit down with those people and lead them through the process in a way that's professional. And I think that's a bigger part of it than actually being or knowing the law. I mean, you got to know the law and know how it works, know how to try cases, but you know how to deal with people.
I won't talk into depth this segment. I'll bring this subject back in the next segment, but just before we go to our break, you'd mentioned you came back to Carrollton after the Marines. Your family wasn't from Carrollton initially, but your family was drawn to Carrollton for something.
Well,
cool.
My daddy came here as part owner and general manager of WLBB radio station in 1949, and I was 4 years old, so I've literally grown up my entire life in this community. And when I went in the Marine Corps for 5 years and went to law school for 3 years and then came back here. So when people ask me where I'm from, obviously I'm from Carrollton, Georgia.
Do you plan to, or are you able to practice law or do anything in retirement?
I could if I wanted to, and I don't know exactly what I'm going to do at this point in time. I've worked all my life, and there's some trepidation involved about what I'm going to do on a day-to-day basis, but I look forward to being able to travel some with my wife, to be able to spend more time with my grandchildren and that kind of thing.
When you think about studying law and keeping up with that, is that entertainment for you? I mean, I imagine there's probably law books and magazines that come out all the time that talk about those things. I mean, I think about, is it the equivalent to me liking a baseball book or a rock and roll biography or whatever? Is that entertaining to you to read that?
Well, you'd be surprised if people ask me what part of the law that I particularly like. It's research. And it's all online now. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the reporters, the Supreme Court and Court of Appeal reporters and all online, and that's the way you do your research. And I love to research. It's interesting to me because it's like working a crossword puzzle. I mean, trying to figure out where the law is at this point in time on a given subject. I really like that. I'll miss that part of it more than I think than anything else. Other than the people, I love being around people and talking to people, and that's part of it also.
Who's in your office? Give out their names and what kind of positions, what kind of operations going on?
Rebecca Jackson is my chief assistant solicitor. She and I are the two lawyers in the office, and we have five other positions in that office, and I will tell you that those people save our lives every day. We couldn't do what we do without them. I appreciate that. Great people that do a really good job, and they're behind the scenes, and they're not, people may not know their names or may not know that they work in the solicitor's office, but they're a big part of what we do.
Doug Vassie is Carroll County's general solicitor.
And solicitor general.
Solicitor general. I'm sorry. He announced his resignation here earlier this month. I guess the timetable is going to depend on when Brian Kemp makes an announcement.
Well, excuse me, Colin, I've got a frog in my throat.
Hey, we've had like 4 or 5 days in a row of that between me and our guests, just hacking the lungs
I've
up
had
here.
A cold.
With all that. Yeah.
I don't know when he'll make the decision. I've already sent him a letter asking him, I'm telling him that I was resigning effective May the 1st, and he'll make a decision between now and then about who's going to fill the unexpired term, which has a little less than 2 years to go.
Yeah, May 1st is still a good little time. Are there loose ends that you have? Are there things like that you need to wrap up?
It needs to be a transition period, sure. And that's one reason I said 3+ months before I actually step down. Myself and hopefully Becky Jackson will get the appointment, and she and I can go through a transition. She can hire an assistant, and then we can transition seamlessly, hopefully.
Sure. Doug Vassie, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. It's 8:41. We'll take our first break, but before we do, let you know that you can give us a call at 678-601-8255, 678-601-TALK. If you have a question or comment for Mr. Doug Vassie on this morning's program, come back in this second break and talk about his family's significance and their place here in Carroll County. And obviously, I'm being selfish here. I'm excited to talk about the history of radio and your family. And we'll do that after this first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System. News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
All right, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program. Our show brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Our guest this morning is Doug Vassie, retiring as Solicitor General of Carroll County. He's made that day May the 5th, and already sent his letter off to Brian Kemp, but he's kind enough to come join us this morning on the program, talking a little bit about his departure, also his family's stay in Carroll County. Before we move on to his history in radio, we're going to talk to we have a phone call here on line two. Good morning
Colin, enjoying your program. Good morning, Judge Vassie. It's Carolyn Henderson.
Good morning.
I was sad to hear of your retirement, but also happy for you too. But I just wanted to thank you so much for your service. And I remember a couple of years ago bringing a dear German friend in who had gotten involved in a car wreck and was having to come to court, and she was so nervous and everything, and I just remember how you made her feel so relaxed and comfortable, and you helped her so much that morning, and she still sings your praises today, and I think she still loves me because of how I introduced her to you, and you were able to walk her through the process of what needed to be done in court, and so we're going to miss you.
Well, thank you. I'll miss you, too, but I hope we don't miss each other too much. I hope I get to see you soon.
Oh, thank you, Judge Vassie. You and your wife have a wonderful retirement, and do some traveling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay.
That's very
bye-bye.
Very nice of her to check in with us this morning. All right, let's move on to what I'm excited about here. Let's talk about your family. Your father, again, he wasn't from Carroll County, but he got pulled into Carroll County. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like just a lark. It wasn't something that he was thinking. Carroll County probably wasn't on his radar, but had an opportunity to come here to get into radio.
Well, it was a friend of a friend that actually, Judge Tysinger, Bob Tysinger, is the one that found Daddy in Charleston, South Carolina, Somerville, and talked him into coming to Carrollton and became part owner and general manager of WLBB.
And what does WLBB stand for? Do we know?
People used to say we like butter beans, but
that's the one that I heard. That's the one that I heard when I
I don't know.
There's just also one that's a little derogatory that that I've heard as well. I probably shouldn't repeat that one. But at that time, that was I guess when your dad came here, that would have been in the 40s and the 50s.
He came here in late 49, and my brother was a little older than me, and he was in school. So we stayed in Charleston or stayed in Somerville, South Carolina, until he finished the school year, and then we moved down here and moved to a brand new house on Cunningham Drive.
Where was the building then at that point?
Well, when we came here, the radio station was on the fourth floor of the People's Bank building. Later on, Daddy built built a station out on US 27, and that's where it was until he passed away. Dad passed away in 1962, but shortly before he died, they agreed to sell the station to Faulkner Enterprises, which was a group of radio stations out of Alabama. And that turned out to be fortuitous for my mother, who dad died at 46 years old. So it was a very young, very tragic incident in our family. But he loved radio. He loved people and was very active in this community. He was on the city council here at one time, and Dad loved Carrollton. He hated the thought of having to leave, and he really didn't know what he was going to do after the station sold. But he, in the meantime, passed away.
Well, I told you about this story. You actually told me a similar story of your own. Mimi Gentry, who I think a lot of people know, somebody had gotten in touch with her and asked her that he'd found some old records at some flea market, and they say WLBB on them. Probably about six or seven of them, and they are from the original WLBB broadcast of the first Carrollton High School championship game, the one that they tied. Was your father part of that? Was he? I guess he was the general manager, the owner of WLBB at that time. Did he broadcast?
Well, what Dad did, and I used to go to the games with him when I was small. He would go to the football games and remote the game back to the studio, so that it would be on the radio. And so that game was actually broadcast over WLBB. And Dad would go wherever the football teams in Carroll County were playing and broadcast them back to the station.
I've tried a couple times to fix those records. I've played them once or twice. I've broke a couple needles. They're more modern record players that I was using. But, yeah, I'm still determined to get those cleaned up and, you know, get them to the high school so they can be saved and gladly get a copy for you. Because, yeah, it's definitely interesting just to even hear their play-by-play styles and the names of the formations and the plays and to hear them talk about Carrollton and, you know, neighbors in Carrollton, things like that. That's always interesting. I think you said you recently came across a bunch of stuff that did belong to your dad in radio.
Well, I had thought that all of the recordings – that my dad had done were gone for years. The station sold. I thought they'd been erased, all those tapes. But a couple of years ago, I got a call from the University of West Georgia and indicated they had some magnetic tapes out there with my daddy's name on them. And would I be interested in having them put on disc? And I said, are you kidding? I'm more than happy, excited. And we did that, and the collection is out at the university library. And it's mostly about College in the Country, which was an adult education situation at University of West Georgia, which was West Georgia College at the time. But Dad would go on these study games. I'm sorry, Colin. Out of cold.
Like I said, we've been, I think, me and my guest for the past 2 weeks, that's what we've been doing. I've been apologizing to our listeners the whole time.
They would go on studycades, and people would go from the community, would go on these studycades to Nova Scotia, California, Mexico, wherever they went, all part of adult education. And Daddy would go, and every night he would type up the day's activities and call the station, WLBB, and record over the telephone the day's activities, and they'd play it on the radio the next day. So mostly what I got from that collection was those things that involved adult education and the study aid.
So that would have been within the last 2-3 years you presented that. So you hadn't heard your father's voice in 35 years?
50-some odd years I'd not heard his voice, and I was excited to hear it, to be honest with you.
Were you able to listen to all those? I mean, how much sound was it? How much audio was it?
Well, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And some of it's not daddy, some of it's other people, but enough of my daddy to really fondly listen to his voice again after all these years.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, obviously, to hear your dad be great. Yeah. I mean, just imagine the other voices and the other topics would be interesting as well. Doug Vassy, Carroll County's Solicitor General, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, announced his retirement this week. He'll be stepping down March the 1st, kind enough to come join us and just talk about the job a little bit and the history of Carroll County.
That's May the 1st is when I'm...
May 1st. What did I say, August?
It's all right.
Well, sometimes, you know, the mouth just gets going sometimes. I'm not even paying attention to it. I'm doing other things. Yeah, all right. But May 1st, he'll be stepping down. And again, kind enough to join us this morning. I'm really enjoying the conversation. And we'll take our second break here. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington. I've got about 7 minutes left in our program with Doug Vassy, Solicitor General of Carroll County, retiring effective May 1st of this year. Again, great to have him on the program, talk a little bit about his work here in Carroll County and his family as well. Interesting stories about his brother that we'll try and squeeze in here at the end. But let me ask you about this. You started law in 1975. Dr. Jack Byrd, she was a health department director or Carroll County Health Director in Carroll County up until his passing about 3 or 4 years ago. But he had a big story in Carroll County here in the 70s, I believe, involving him and his son. And you did have involvement in that as an attorney.
I did. I was hired actually by the lawyers that were representing Dr. Byrd. They hired me as a local counsel because they wanted me to help them strike a jury. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And I had access to people like David Tysinger and the guy that I worked for, Aubrey Gilbert, and we'd go through the jury list, and I would try to help them pick a jury. That was my involvement. A very young lawyer, but a big case, maybe the biggest case ever in Carroll County, other than some that happened back in the 40s, so it was an interesting time working in that case.
I guess a lot of people, even myself, who's, you know, I've been here a decade, but it took a while before I was familiar with that story, but I encourage you. I mean, it's a piece of Carroll County history. There's information online. Dr. Burge wrote a book about it, his perspective on there. And I bought one on eBay probably about 5 years ago, autographed. So, I mean, I'm sure they're still out there, but interesting story. And yeah, interesting to be able to bring it up and associate it with somebody. I do have about 5 minutes left in the program. You and I, we talked about your father and his relationship with radio, but just as cool, if not cooler, your brother, part of rock and roll history.
Well, my brother worked for
Was he from Carrollton?
He was 17 months older than me. We all came here, obviously, with the family, but Ken worked at the radio station. He graduated from Carrollton High School. He worked for Daddy some, started college, and then decided he was going into the entertainment business. So he left and went to Phoenix, Arizona.
Why do you pick Phoenix, Arizona to be in the entertainment industry? I mean, he obviously made the right choice. Wondering what sparks that.
Yeah, he was just singing in a nightclub one night in Phoenix, and Randy Sparks, who at that time was the owner and operator of the New Christy Minstrels, heard him sing, hired him, took him to California, and Ken was in a group called the Back Porch Majority, which was a farm team for the New Christy Minstrels, and then he and some other folks started a group called the First Edition with Kenny Rogers, and the rest of that is history. They were very successful for a long time until the mid-70s. Ken also spent some time with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Not sure my dad would have approved of that, but anyway, stayed in the entertainment business all of his life, died of lung cancer at 50 years old. And he was a great entertainer, had a great voice, and made a lot of hits.
Did he come back here ever?
He would come back often. He loved Carrollton, loved his classmates, and never missed a chance to see classmates when he was on the road. And people would show up at the concerts and say, "Hey, DeKen, it's me." And he loved that. And
did he tell you stories about hanging out with Frank Zappa?
Not too much. He said he didn't remember most of the concerts, and I'm not sure what that means. But
so he was playing. I mean, he was singing folk music then. I guess when he was noticed, that was his interest at that time.
He was. Well, just singing in general. He was he loved singing. Loved entertaining is what he liked to do, and that's what he did his whole life, his whole adult life.
So record collectors, they can dig up those records, and they're going to find his name on a lot of them.
If you Google Ken, K-I-N.
K-I-N, not Ken, okay.
Kindred was his name, Charles Kindred. If you Google K-I-N, Vassy with no E, V-A-S-S-Y, is a lot of information on the YouTube and the internet about Ken.
Well, that is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to check that out. Doug Vassy, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Got about 2 minutes to wrap it up. Anything that you want to express about your time, you know, working for the county? I mean, you did talk a lot about the people you work with, and you will miss a lot of those relationships. And you got a lot of time to think about it. I mean, you still got another 4 months where you're going to be thinking about it and maybe seeing new things that you hadn't thought about.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to have served the county for 10 years or a little more than 10 years. I was raised to believe that public service was an honorable thing to do, and that's part of the reason I got into the solicitor's business. It's been wonderful. The people, knowing all the people that I've seen getting to deal with people on a daily basis to help them has been very important to me.
Is your family going to be excited to have you back home, or are they going to be ready to get you out after a month?
I'm not sure my wife really wants me back home, but we'll see how that works out.
Doug, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And we do appreciate you guys listening to this morning's Community Voice program. Our show is always brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330. Now, on Monday's program, we have another gentleman who is leaving a prominent position here in Carroll County, Dr. Kyle Marrero. We'll have his final interview with WLBB on Monday. I think April 1st might be his last day as president of the University of West Georgia. But he'll be on the program Monday. I do encourage you to tune in to that at 8:30 here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. It is Friday, so everybody have a great and safe weekend. Pay attention to your weather forecast. I think there's talk that we might see some snow on Tuesday. I'm pretty excited about that. Doesn't sound like Doug's excited about that. But we'll keep you posted with all our weather forecasts on this and every other Grady Communications radio station. Have a great weekend, everybody.